WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into football season. We are into the fall. We are having some wise conversations here. And I always love having this guy on every week because I learn a little something about money or get a little piece of wisdom. And Leonard Raskin joins us now from Raskin Global. I am negotiating the Pappas crab cake. I'll have you know before you start busting my chops about going to Costas this week or Fadley's. And I'm having the Y signature crab cake. But it's not that I don't want to have a crab cake with you, bro. I mean, we're going to have a crab cake together.
It's all good. I'm eating crabs 365 days a year. I got no problem with that. Well, not every day, but we do crabs, you know, between Christmas and New Year's. We do crabs New Year's. We do crabs in February. We don't care what time of year it is.
You have like a real Maryland family that's supporting Ohio State.
We're crab right, exactly. Oh man, Ohio State, what a tough week this has been for my football enjoyment.
Well, I brought that up just at the beginning to let that piece go. I actually had some Michigan people gloating here this week, friends of
Harbaugh.
So there's been a little bit of that going on. But
would they beat Western Michigan? They beat Western Michigan or something, and they're harshing on Ohio State because they lost to Oregon, although they should not have lost. But you know what? The trend for me for football this week has been, where's the defense? That's been my trend for Saturday and Monday. I was distraught. I was so distraught.
Well, for us as Ravens fans, I mean, we expect this prosperity. They have to win. We penciled it in. It was a little W when the schedule came out next to Las Vegas, and it was going to be a big party. We were all going to go and like not get up at 5 a.m. and be bleary-eyed coming home. By the way, the cabin smelled like pure alcohol, even with the masks on the way back in
dripping out of fans
through Chicago. Absolutely, man. 5:20 a.m. So
Been to New Mexico now?
Have I? Or this is a great question.
I chimed in.
Okay, well, let's keep it light because I've talked football all week, and Pat Mahomes is coming to town, and I've talked to all the people about that. Right. You can go hear from Coach Billick. I was wearing my Raskin Global shirt. So, the fascinating thing is during these travels, we pick up places and we put the pins in, and we say, oh, New Mexico. I've been there. And I said to my wife, I've been to the Albuquerque airport twice. I remember the flat layout of all of it coming in. I think of the balloons every time I'm there. And I always go in and use the restroom and buy something so that I feel like I was there. You have to pack a gum or get a water, grab a beer if there's time at the bar. Meet some Raiders fans this time as I did this trip, And the question is, if you're in the airport an hour, and I shot video of my wife. I said, where are you? She said, I'm in New Mexico. I'm like, there it is.
There you go.
She said it, So like, you can't say you were never in New Mexico. I have video of you in New Mexico. Well, I haven't really been here because I haven't really explored. I'm like, no. Use the bathroom. We had a beer. We had a big beer.
You don't have to be a tourist to be there. You've been in New Mexico. Have you seen New Mexico? Have you toured New Mexico? No, you didn't say that. You said we've been to New Mexico. My answer is you've been in New Mexico. I've been lots of places that I haven't had the chance to explore. I want to go back and explore more some places, but I've been a lot of places.
Are you a passport guy?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've dined with you in London with your family. So,
yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
So early on in my life, I got my passport. My father's Venezuelan. I could have had Venezuelan citizenship had I applied. I don't know what that value would have been. Probably something in oil with Citgo. But nonetheless, my passport, and I went to Venezuela early in life and got the stamp. And then, the 90s happened and I went to Jamaica or I went to Mexico or went to, you drive into Canada, you'd have to ask them to stamp your passport. If you had it, they'd let you in without it. All you need was your driver's license. You didn't have to worry that if you were driving across
days.
The bridge, right? So same thing with pretty much Jamaica and the Bahamas and stuff, except that U.S., you didn't have to worry so much,
right?
Mexico especially. So, you would miss out on getting a stamp, right? I don't have a Canadian stamp. And, I flew into Vancouver for the Grey Cup in 94, right before the football team came. I was at the first Grey Cup in British Columbia, and I got a Canadian. So, you collect these things. So here's a story for you. I flew to, Stockholm, Sweden, and then Oslo, Norway, but I flew on SAS through Copenhagen. I had like a 3.5-hour layover in Copenhagen. And in those days, to get into Copenhagen to hang out at the airport, you had to get stamped. So I'm asking you right now, have I been to Denmark? I mean,
absolutely.
I have a passport with a stamp. I never left the airport. I had a salad and some fish, you know.
Ask Tom Hanks. Didn't he live in the airport for like a month or six?
I've been to Iceland a dozen times. I just have never been out of the airport. But if somebody said, you've been to Iceland, I'd be like, yeah, I looked out the plane. It looked like the moon. Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, I've been there. Been there. Now, I didn't say I toured. Didn't say I saw the place. I've been there.
Reykjavik. I remember Reykjavik. Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. We try to have fun around here, keep it light. But you manage money and you manage the American dream. Yeah, and, you know, I would say at this point, you know, if the American dream was having, you know, a boat and a skybox and this and that, I think there's a reassessment in a lot of ways. And I, you know, I'm feeling this way about football. It's going to be interesting to see how many people come out on Monday or Sunday night, where the level of passion would be if we're 0-2. You and I have lived through all of this. But at this point for people, and this is the decision I've made, and this kind of plays into your bucket list story about states. I have peed in the airport in Iowa, and I have peed in the airport in Nebraska. I've never been out of the car, although Don Marcus tells me Nebraska is a great place to see a basketball game. He tells me to go to Lincoln, Nebraska in the Big Ten. So
Iowa's a great place.
There's a travel
been to
tip,
Iowa.
Right? So the Eagles are playing 2 weeks from now. Tickets are cheap. Flight's free because I have points. Everything's cheap. I got a mask. I'm shot up. I'm not afraid of COVID, but I wear a mask and I COVID up and I don't want you in my face. And if I do all that, I think I can stay clean, right? And not touching too much, right? So I don't mind the flying part or whatever, but I think I'm going to go like do something that's just sort of like, I got to get this in because these bands are dying, things are happening, COVID's happening or whatever, that people want to live in the now, right? I want to go to the game this week or whatever. Yeah. Or they want to find a guy like you and say, I can skip Don Henley this time around. I've seen him 30 times. Here, take $500. Here's $1,000. Start me off. That's always the question though, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, the American dream is just that. It's understanding what you want the money for, what you want money for. You know, so many people accumulate money and they look at their statements a lot and they're furious when the money goes down. They're thrilled when the accounts go up, but that's all they do. I'm like, well, what are you doing with it? What's it for? Are you helping your kids? Are you helping charity? Think of all the, you know, I'll give you a crazy example.
Do you say to people, how much money do you need? How much money do you need? And then after that, then what do you want to do with what's left over? Because there's a lot of people with a lot of money in the market, but they're not smelling, eating, sniffing it, tasting it, being gluttonous in any way.
Well, you know, the problem is in the old days, you had a castle and you had a moat. And then as time went on, you had gold and you had, you know, doubloons and you had things. You knew what you had to store your wealth and you had to protect your wealth. So you knew what it was and you were able to see it, touch it, and you knew what you had to do with it. Now it's all digital, man. There are places that don't take U.S. legal tender right now. They're not taking dollars. It's all digital, touchless, no cash. I mean, technically, in our country, that's illegal. If I present you with a dollar bill and you don't accept it, I don't have to pay my bill. But people are succumbing to this fully digital world. And one of the things I say to people is, you know, this is going to sound kind of crazy, but people love having a second home because they get to go there and feel it and see it and touch it and be in it. Or they love going on vacation because they get to do something. Like you said, have you been there? Have you seen that? The American dream is about, what do you want to do with this money? Do you want to take it and help stop sex slavery? Do you want to take it and help little kids? You know, we do a lot with Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. Do you want to help little kids be treated the way they should be treated? Is there a cause you care about? Is there something you want to do? I don't care if it's save the turtles. Bottom line is, what's your American dream? What is this money for? And I've got people that we work with that we've advised for years and years and years. They just don't get it. They have their money with us. We're happy to help them with their funds, but they just have a lot of money and they don't do anything and they're miserable.
Well, like, we don't want to be miserable, point? You know? I mean, what's no. so, and, you know, I guess this is something that's uniquely American as I travel too, that yes. there are little things people do that are inexpensive that make you feel good, or things that can Absolutely. Be free that can make you feel good, that can fulfill you, right? That it doesn't have to, you don't have to spend a lot of money to feel a lot of value, right?
That's right. You can, I mean, look, if you had a friend sick in the hospital, and you didn't have anything but a crayon, a piece of paper, you could write him a card and take it to him and feel great. I mean, there are so many things you can do. You can go work at the SPCA and volunteer. And I have friends that volunteer. They foster dogs. They get such an awesome high out of fostering dogs. And then these dogs leave. And I don't know, man. I had a dog. We had a dog for, you know, as an adult here, we had a dog for almost 13 years. He passed in May. It was traumatic. I don't think I could foster dogs and then every like 6 months, 8 months, 4 months have to give away that dog. It just doesn't.
I have in my space.
People do it. People do it.
Leonard, maybe it's because I have a cat and I've done lots and lots of things with Baltimore Humane. My dear friend Kate Pike and her husband Chris are family to me, you know. So we do things. I have friends of mine, several friends. Actually, I'm having a crab cake with a dear friend of mine on Monday at Fadley's downtown with John Keller, who he and his wife, they foster animals all the time. They love it. They don't have children, so they foster pets. My friend Christina does that with her husband John up in Bel Air, and I see him do it all the time, and it's such a beautiful. My wife sits and watches pets all weekend and watches people take sick pets or pets missing a leg and showing them how to work on a wheel and then giving you and your family this animal. Like, it's it breaks me up. It's amazing the fulfillment people can feel by serving
others. And that's exactly it. What can I do for others? And that's what the American dream is really all about. And it's uniquely an American dream, I believe, because it doesn't happen a lot of other places, like you said, around the world. And so the thing is, and I will tell you this right now, I don't care if you're red, blue, I don't care if you're black, white, red, orange, green. What I know is people are in distress right now. A lot of people in our country, both sides of the aisle, no side of the aisle, rich, poor, powerful, not powerful, everything in between. People are feeling stress right now. They're feeling stress about, they're reading about Afghanistan. They're feeling stress because there's going to be maybe more taxes. They're feeling stress because the cost of gas is up over $1 since last year per gallon. They're feeling stress because unlike some people, they can't get out and have a crab cake nice dinner because the price went up to $25 a crab cake. And what they get is a $5 crab cake at the grocery store and think they're getting a crab cake. We all know better. Although our friends maybe at Wise maybe have a good crab cake.
Hey, listen to me. I got a $6 signature crab cake on Sunday, and they haven't said it's going to be what I had at Old Salty's on the Eastern Shore. Nobody's selling it like that, but they are. Listen, I've talked about this at length. I'm East Baltimore. You've talked about growing up poor too, right?
Yep.
We had fried little crab cakes made of cloth. I mean, and I love those with crackers. And I got it. I'm not a mustard guy. I got to figure out some sort of mustard thing to take that kind of crab cake. But I've had delicious tartar sauces made with lemon and dill and tarragon and various things that I'm all in. I'm not going to be snooty about a crab cake, but I am going to say it either tastes good or it doesn't taste good.
Growing up, we used to get, you know, it was a big treat, but we got these boxes. I don't even remember where we got them, some grocery store, I'm sure, but it was a box of a dozen frozen crab cakes and we would fry them up.
How did they go?
They were the best crab cakes we had as kids because we didn't have anything other than that. So we didn't know what a crab cake was.
That Memorial Stadium fried crab cake.
And I'm a cocktail sauce guy.
Are you?
But with a good crab cake, I'm nothing. With a crab cake that needs cocktail sauce, it's kind of like going to the best steakhouse and asking for ketchup. I'm not about that. So I'm not about cocktail sauce on a great crab cake. I'm about cocktail sauce when you need it. Because that's what you want to taste.
Letter Raskin is here. We want to taste victory and, you know, palpable concern on the football side, right? Like, so yes. We could talk about and revisit everything that happened the other night. Letter, this is like a little market condition thing that somebody brought this up the other day, and I thought it was maybe the wisest thing that was said here at Promote Wise Markets. Said, well, with 33 seconds, it was Dennis Colatzos actually from Coons Ford, who said, 30 seconds left to go in the game. If they hold it off, what's the story then? The story then would have been Sammy Watkins and, you know, having a little coming out party. The story would have been, you know, Anthony Averett. The story, you know, there would have been other stories had they won. Lots. The story would have been Justin Tucker kicking the ball 50 yards and winning another game on the road and being a hero and singing. And
Lamar threw the ball, looked great. Looked really good throwing the ball. He just didn't have a great pocket the whole night. But he was throwing. My goodness, that 50-yard bomb to Sammy Watkins was a piece of beauty, as our old friend Trent Dilfer would say. He dropped a dime right in there. That was magnificent. What a play that was. And then the touchdown down in the red zone where Lamar was scrambling around and then found Hollywood Brown back in the end zone. That was beautiful. You know, it was a stunning game. I just couldn't believe – A, that they didn't get a first down and run out the clock. That seemed disturbing. And then B, how do you 37-second throw that game away? How do you let them get those yards? I mean, not let them. Obviously, they
well, the kickoff was part of it, too. Like, squib kicking would have maybe cost them 6-8 seconds, that sort of thing.
You've got to take every second off the clock. When he kicked that, I'm thinking, why did he kick that out of the end zone? You need clock there. And then they got the ball. That last 37, overtime's overtime. What happened there is just a crapshoot. You never know what's going to come, but my goodness, that last 35, seven, whatever seconds, I can't believe they lost that game.
Well, the vibe of how they perform changes in the aftermath of that kind of loss. It opened the door for Lamar to fumble. It opened the door for, you know, Andrews to drop and be a goat. It opened the door for Averett to catch a ball off of Willie Snead's head and become a hero. So things happened after the incident. But and I'm not one to play that game. I've sat here for 26 years now after wins and losses trying to play on the field of reality, but also the reality of the temperament of people when they lose, to say, well, they're not lousy. And, you know, Mike Nolan sent me a text, defensive coordinator. He was on the program this week. Brian Billick's been here. Adam Teicher's been. I've just had great guests all week long on the football side, including Johnny O on Friday at Costa.
We're talking people that really know football.
Yeah,
I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, I've tried to get the best guest we can have on. Mike Nolan sent me a text in the middle of the night last night, 11:30 at night. He's out in Denver, and he does this thing called noise and reality or something like that. And he asked me what the noise was in Baltimore, just as like, what are people talking about? And I said, I think the noise is, they can't beat the Chiefs. The noise is they're just not good enough. I think I buy that. I buy that losing three running backs, losing your guard, losing wide receivers, that you're probably not going to beat the Chiefs on Sunday night. That's not going to stop John Harbaugh from trying. That's not going to stop them from coaching up. That doesn't mean that they can't sack Mahomes and pop a ball free and cover better. But I think they're outmatched, and that's the noise to me. And then now it's for the team to go out there on Sunday night and do what the Raiders did to us, which is beat them.
That's right. That's exactly right. You're home. It's a Sunday night game. You got the crowd going crazy. Whoever's there, I'll be nuts. And I go back to the wild man of little voice, Bill Belichick, right? We're on to Kansas City. We're on to Kansas City. I mean, what else are you going to say? Everybody saw what happened. Everybody realizes, for whatever reason, something didn't go right. A number of things didn't go right. And it ain't, this league isn't for last week. You know, we talk about, and this is just a psychological thing, a money thing, a football thing. There's a reason, they say there's a reason the rear view mirror and the windshield are different sizes. You don't drive in the mirror. You got to look out the windshield. You got to go forward. You got to say, okay, what do we learn from that? How do we move off of that? Forget about it.
If you're a football fan, you say we had a market correction last weekend. Let's just adjust, right?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Let's shift. Let's rebalance and let's keep going.
There you go. So, great advice. That's the kind of advice Leonard Raskin's always going to give you. Raskin Global. You can find him out at RaskinGlobal.com and designing your American dream and the future. Just get some good advice on some taxes or some insurance or some lawyerly type of stuff. Call him and find out whether you need these type of things. And certainly, you can always get good advice from Leonard. And on the football side, I hope we have happier talk next week heading to Amen. Detroit, you know. Amen. There he goes, Leonard Raskin. Find him at RaskinGlobal.com. You can find me at various places all weekend long. I'm going to be at Costas on Friday with Johnny O. Sunday, I'm going to be at Wise Markets eating the aforementioned $6 signature crab cake. And I think I'm going to be tinkering with my own slurry for my own signature crab cake. My wife and I are testing out some crab cake recipes that some techniques we picked up out on the road from some chefs who are in the know. So I'm going to put all that coaching onto the field and make my own crab cake. We appreciate all of our sponsors around here. Our Wise Conversations brought to you by our friends at Wise Markets, including our friends and our sponsors like Leonard Raskin. I am Nestor Aparicio, and you can find me, Nasty at WNST.net. I'm on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Snapchat and tweeting so much and so hard for a Raven victory on Sunday night. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.